Welcome to the next edition of Ordinary Christians. My brothers in Christ, Derek, Ron, and myself are going to talk about something for just a few moments. How is going to be your post-pandemic world summer going to be? What should we prepare ourselves to be set free from the pandemic?
I don't know. I'm so excited. The Illinois made the mask mandate optional and I'm fully vaccinated. So I've been walking everywhere without a mask and going into stores. And I have to tell you, it feels wonderful.
Absolutely.
And I'm hoping more people follow me in my freedom. Right now, people are still wearing their masks for the most part, but I love it. It's so great. I'm ready for COVID to be over.
What I am loving is seeing the comments of people making comments on Ron's Facebook posts about being able to walk mask-free.
I read that post.
That has brought me back to Facebook. I am loving it.
I watched that post and I go like, oh, I said to Lori, my wife, I go, oh boy, this is going to have some interesting comments because that mask thing has been the source of such angst. And then it's just crazy. For me, one of my...
Well, somebody brought in abortion. It was like, how are you getting abortion into this conversation?
I know. Unmasking them. I love that joke where I tell people, the Apostle Paul was the first one to really demask us.
Oh, man.
That is a Bob joke.
That is as much of a dad joke as I have ever heard in my whole life.
I'll tell you what I think is hilarious is post-pandemic is greeting people. You walk up to them, you don't know, should you put your hand out to shake?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, I had that yesterday where I went to shake a guy's hand and then he did the fist bump thing. And the other one, a couple weeks ago, I was greeting before the service, a guy, I went to handshake and the guy gave me an elbow. He goes, I feel much so safe with the elbow thing. That whole awkward, I'm kind of a hug guy. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah.
If this podcast was in person, I'd be hugging both you guys.
Yeah.
What are some of the favorite things to that freedom is going to give you? I love the outdoor seating phenomenon. I love the outdoor seating of everywhere. That's post-pandemic.
I don't love that. I'm somebody who hates being hot. And so I want to be able to go back in the air conditioning and enjoy eating indoors.
I'm excited to go on a trip. We're going to go to California in a month and, no restrictions, no tests needed. And just excited to be able to travel.
I just want to warn you though, because I just got back from a trip where we flew and that is crazy when you're all of a sudden in Indiana's been mask free since April 6th, nothing. All of a sudden back to time warp getting into the airport. I mean, literally, it's still above your nose. Sir, it's above your nose. I can't fly in the airplane. So there's still pockets where we are not there yet. Derek, I was going to interrupt.
We got to fight for freedom.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the identitarianism that's going to arise around still wearing your mask. And the group of people who will not give it up and for whom it will become a permanent fixture.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing how that all develops.
Yeah, I know.
We don't have any plans. I mean, one of the things that is true about the Bukema family is that while there's mask freedom, having young children still constrains us in ways much more substantial than masks. And so we're probably going to see if Ron lets us come and jump in his pool or something like that.
Anytime. It is interesting though. My kids, they wear masks all the time. They have no problem with it.
Isn't that interesting?
And so because they have, they've worn them for a whole year, like they put them on and, they're uncomfortable taking them off and they're like, Dad, you can take yours off because you're vaccinated. Yeah. Like they're really proud of that.
And that's also another awkward moment, isn't it? It's kind of that whole thing where you meet somebody you haven't seen in a while and they're like, are you vaxxed? And I'm like,
right.
Yeah, I am. And then you have that whole feel like, no, I don't believe in vaccinations. Like, oh, okay.
Right.
So how the Cubs doing? You want to quickly throw this up, Jock. Another thing that's really awkward is I was in Florida vacationing with my son-in-law, my daughter and son-in-law and their kids. And my son-in-law and I went for a run. We're running down this path and this person comes up on the path, reaches in her pocket, puts her mask on, jumps off the trail, and then puts her mouth in her elbow corner of her arm and let us run past. And I'm like, this woman needs help. There's like 0% chance outdoors. That's how freaked out she's become.
She should have stuck her face in the ground. That's the safest place to be.
Much healthier. Crazy times, you guys.
That's a joke, Derek. I know. Joke.
that's the charismatic Pentecostal way of doing it.
Exactly. Right.
So what else are you looking forward to?
It's actually much more often the Reformed way of dealing with things, Ron. I think it's your Reformed witness that's shining through now.
I'm ready for movie theaters to be normal again.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think ball diamonds, baseball fields, football fields, pack those stadiums, doggone it.
I'm a little worried about the fall that they're going to say there's going to be some variant from wherever, Alaska. And they're going to say, now it's back to, lockdowns and masks and new shots. And I don't know if I can handle another winter like this.
Don't even. Way to bring the spirit down, bro.
God bless you guys. Have a great summer.
All right. Wrap up thoughts on this, on post-pandemic hopes and dreams.
I'm just hoping that substantial unity returns to churches. A lot of conflict that has happened within our fellowship has certainly been related to masks and pandemic response. And so I'm hoping that, one of the things I'm praying is that God might give to biblical churches a time of real peace and growth and refreshment and unity. And so that's some of my prayer coming out of this.
Good word. Ron, any concluding thought?
Yeah. Along with that, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Get a shot, don't get a shot. Don't make these huge moral stances in which you fight with your fellow believers. There's much bigger things going on in the world, like Jesus saving the aliens. So let's get to business.
And I would say my concluding thing is don't put your flag in the sand of mass vaccinations and all that stuff. Put your flag in the sand of God's word, the person of Jesus Christ, and let's enjoy life again. God bless everybody. Thanks for joining us. Derek and Ron, you guys are great. Have a great, great day, folks. God bless.
Bye, guys.
God bless you.